Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Brad Tizzard, Fort McMurray Compson High School alumni, class of 2000, go Miners.
Yeah, there you go.
Father to three incredible humans.
Yeah.
All born here in Fort McMurray. My wife and I started a machining and welding company back in 2011.
Okay.
We purchased a shop in Athabasca.
Okay.
Fuck, I'm nervous, man.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You don't need to be because we were just chatting.
Yeah, no, so. I know. But so we purchased a shop in Athabasca. We changed our name to Tisco's Riverside
okay.
Machining and Welding.
Okay.
Bit of exciting news is that we're actually opening up a shop here in Fort McMurray.
Nice. What part of town?
Up in Gregoire, 136 McMillan.
Okay.
So
okay.
Right across, right where Raven Truck Accessories used to be.
Nice. I got a question just right off the bat. So from Fort McMurray, like what prompted you to open a shop somewhere else? Like you obviously saw business opportunities were there prior to.
Like leaving Fort McMurray?
Yeah, to go open a shop down there.
So, it started before that.
Okay.
I was maybe a little bit greedy. I saw the price of housing.
Okay.
And I saw an opportunity to maybe make some cash.
That's not greedy. That's called smart.
Yeah, smart, maybe.
Yeah. It's called smart.
Yeah.
Let's just call it that. Okay.
Yeah. So, we ended up moving out of Fort McMurray.
And
we purchased some land in Athabasca.
Nice.
We were building a house. And while we were building the house, the gentleman that owned the shop in town, he had passed away.
Okay.
And it opened up an opportunity for us. It was always a goal of mine to own a shop.
Yeah.
So me and my wife were building a house. I was still commuting up here.
Jesus.
And then also purchasing a shop as well as raising three children. So that 1 year was nuts.
Wild.
Right? So
how old were the kids at the time?
The kids would have been getting up there a little bit. So like 6, 7, 10 in that range. So
still
like, a handful.
Exactly. Just about the time they want to do everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. So,
okay.
So we purchased the shop. We did all that. We switched over from Tisco Portable Welding Services into Tisco's Riverside Machining and Welding.
Right.
And I was able to, being from Fort McMurray, like yourself, the people that are my age are now, some of them are in those positions.
That's right.
Where you can network and you can probably scoop a little bit, right?
That's right.
So I would be coming up here, you know, 3-4 times a week, talking to whoever I can, right? You know, shaking hands and kissing babies and all that.
Yeah.
And was able to scoop some work to the shop, right?
Nice.
And locally, we were busy too.
Yeah.
And so this year, it's always been a dream of mine to be back in Fort McMurray with the shop and going from there. So
that's
opportunity
cool.
came up.
Yeah.
And we said we're gonna give this a whirl and
nice.
And that's what we're doing. So
that's very cool, man.
Yeah.
Are you a welder? You've got to be a welder by trade.
Welder by trade, yep. So
how did you get into that?
Always something I was kind of really into, like just, you know, out in the garage playing with a welding machine or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I started with, I used to work for Diversified actually.
Okay.
So all the way up to about 2003, I was working with Diversified and got to dabble with it a little bit, but they never had like a full-time journeyman welder there. So it was hard for me to apprentice
Right.
As a welder there.
Right.
So I ended up going out and working for North American Construction Group out at Horizon CNRL.
Yeah.
And working there for a few years, I was able to weasel my way in there and and start my trade. And nice. And the rest is really history. I just took off from there, right? Like, I'm a huge believer in people that you look up to, right? So for me in this area, a lot of my adoration for people such as Leo Roberts, Marty Giles, Chris Wilson, like, doing a bunch of name dropping.
Yeah, that's
here,
right.
But these are people, like, I even feel like I got to recognize, like, people that are still coming, like, past, present, future, right? So,
yeah.
Ben Brignall from Brignall Solutions, right? And these are people that I've looked up to, and to be able to, I'm not saying I'm following footsteps or whatever, but
yeah.
To look up to them and pursue something like that has always been a goal of mine, and I'm happy to see that part of it is coming to fruition, right?
So, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
And, like, there's nothing wrong looking up to people and also seeing, like, they forged a path for you.
That's right.
And so you can say, like, oh, I can follow those footsteps. Or it's like, it's kind of dumb to be like, no, I close my eyes, close my ears, I'll figure this out on my own.
Exactly.
Somebody else has done it. You're like, hey, thank you.
Well, and another cool thing, that, like, when we were looking for a building to do this up here,
yeah,
the Leo Roberts building is up for lease, right?
So, oh, okay.
A little bit out of my budget, but being able to actually walk through,
right,
and it may be corny or whatever, but you can visualize some things, and it gives you fuel. Really, 100%. Is what it's done for sure. So.
There's nothing corny about that, man. I'm a big believer in, like, visualization and meditation and, like,
yeah.
Yeah, anyways, I could go on a tangent. Nobody wants to hear my tangent. They're here to hear about you.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's not corny at all. Before we started filming, though, you were talking about, like, legitimately, like, growing up here.
Yep.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you're up in Timberley.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
So how did you end up going to comp?
Okay, so I
I think I know the story on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I moved to Fort McMurray in 97.
Okay.
From Calgary.
Okay.
And I used to be really, really big into basketball. Digging your Hardaway jersey, by
thank
the way.
Thank you. Autograph, by the
yeah,
way.
I see that,
big
yeah.
Shout out to Curtis Phillips, legendary guy in Fort McMurray, big into
yep.
sports. Gifted me that. Thank you so much, sir. But yeah.
Yeah, I was admiring it for sure.
Yeah.
So I was big into basketball and all that. So my original coming here, I didn't know anybody here, obviously.
Okay.
And I was going to go to Westwood because there was a YMCA there. Oh my God. Because in Calgary, we always played at the YMCA.
That's right.
And little backstory about me is I'm actually dyslexic.
Yeah.
So learning disabilities was a struggle throughout
yeah.
school.
Yeah.
So marks weren't high enough to go to Westwood, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I was referred to go to Calgary.
Yeah.
So just go down there.
Yeah.
So I ended up going down there, and you know what? Met some pretty awesome guys, people I'm still friends with today. Like, that's one thing about Fort McMurray that I can honestly say.
Mm-hmm.
Being that I'm kind of an expat, but not really. Like, I'm here, but I'm not, or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
I find people that are from Fort McMurray or have lived here for a long time, when they go somewhere, they're defending Fort McMurray.
Oh, yeah.
It's just an image that maybe this place used to have, and it still kind of carries
yeah.
through, but
yeah.
we're always defending this town.
100%.
Right? But that long story short, that's kind of how I ended up at Comp. I find the friends that I've made there, friends I've made at Merck or Westwood,
yeah.
I'm still friends with today. Like,
yeah.
we could go out camping for a weekend, and it's like we're a bunch of orangutans, and you don't miss a beat. It's
not
just like
beat.
When you left.
That's right.
So, absolutely.
My wife is born and raised here, too.
Okay.
And so, like, when me and the boys get together,
yeah.
she's just like, well, I already know all the stories that are going to be told here
yeah.
in the next 2 hours, so
yeah.
you boys have fun. And I'm out.
Yeah.
And then she'll just leave us. And like you said, it's just like riding a bike. You just like...
Absolutely. You pick right up.
Pick it right up.
To be fair, I did not grow up with you.
Yeah.
But I know all of those stories as well. So I can definitely
yeah.
understand her being like, peace.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Bingo.
No, and Comp, like... I have some friends who went to Comp that you meet afterwards.
Yeah.
And the thing about all the schools is, like, you're very territorial about your school. Just like on this show, we keep track. Like, where are you from? Comp. Crap. Tanner's got another vote on his
yeah,
side. Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
And, like, but at the end of the day, when we're outside of this community and people are talking about Fort McMurray, it's don't talk crap about our
no,
town.
Absolutely.
Schools are like siblings here. Like, we don't like each other.
Yeah.
But then if, like, somebody shits on our sibling, we
yeah.
got to defend our sibling,
yeah.
you know?
Like, yeah. I found things got a little bit less critical after the fire.
Yeah.
I felt like the country took a little bit of a break on like bashing Fort Mac.
For sure. Yeah.
But still, you know, people like to bash Fort Mac.
They do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's the whole point of this podcast was just like, I just wanted to do something in regards to like, I used to recruit so many people in my old role working here, and mm-hmm. like some of them would go in camp, and of course when you live in camp it's not like great, it's at camp.
Yeah.
Even like the hockey players, NHL, like NHL, nobody liked to live in camp when we were quarantined.
That's right.
You don't want to live where you work. Mm-hmm. It's not fun. But those are our biggest, not even cheerleaders, but mouthpieces, yeah. are the guys who fly in, fly out, and yeah. they're not going to have like a really good...
A true opinion. They won't.
Fort McMurray.
It's impossible.
And yeah. So I figured,
they don't
like,
live in Fort McMurray.
They don't live in Fort McMurray. They live
That's
in a camp.
Right. Yeah.
So I figured this is like one of the reasons we started the podcast was like, I'm going to bury the internet in positive messaging about Fort McMurray.
Absolutely.
The bad stuff is all true.
Yeah.
Just like any community.
Yeah.
We have like all the bad stuff you heard about us is true. But like there's so much more than just that.
100%.
And so like the thought process or the thesis of this podcast is like, bury the negativity with positivity and normalize Fort McMurray. We have guys like you, we have librarians, we have barbers, we have everything you have in whatever city you live in,
yep.
in Fort McMurray.
Yep.
But we're blessed with like some natural resources.
100%.
And like that allows us to like do some pretty cool stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I agree.
So growing up, playing... Oh, Tanner shook his phone. My bad. Okay. Tanner's got his questions ready for okay. the Mac City Minute. But before we cut into that segment, let's hear from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. Okay, Tanner, hit him with the Mac City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is your go-to pizza topping?
I like pepperoni. It might be you ever see those little pepperonis?
Yeah.
You put a million of them on a piece of pizza?
Yeah.
I'll live that life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number two. What has been your favorite personal project you've worked on?
Isn't the whole thing a project, really?
Yeah.
Personal projects, something that I've been involved with. We actually just recently reskinned a tugboat. So, a tugboat for, it's called a Gator. It was for North American. It's out at Ruth Lake by Syncrude. It goes in the tailings ponds and all that.
Cool.
So we ended up reskinning that. So that was pretty cool.
Question number three. What is one part of Fort McMurray that makes you happy about running a new business here?
What is one part about Fort McMurray? Fort McMurray is more vibrant than I think people let off. Like, I think there's a stigma of like, it's overcast here all the time, but there's a lot going on, a lot of positive things going on,
mm-hmm.
and I'm more excited about rekindling relationships from school or meeting people that you haven't seen in a long time, and building those relationships.
Yeah.
Question number four: what do you think is the best moment in sports that you've witnessed?
It's got to be the golden goal.
Oh, great answer.
It's got to be.
And your final question, what is your go-to place to eat when you come into Fort McMurray?
I'm happy we went there. And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why. I got a present and I got a pass. And when I drove here, right across the street, there used to be a lovely little restaurant there called the Garden Cafe.
Yeah.
Now, late at night, we might walk a couple blocks towards this restaurant. They had a burger on their menu. It was called a Bronx Burger.
Yup.
And I used to have cream cheese, bacon, and my wife used to get these little pizza rolls. So that was my past present. I'm a big fan of Molly's up in Gregoire. Like, their breakfasts are banging.
Molly's?
Yeah.
Where is that? I've never heard of this place.
Right across from, or right where, remember where Honda and Nissan used to be?
Yes.
Right there.
Huh.
Right Molly's. There. Their breakfast is...
We're going to go check them out.
How long ago did we have a Honda dealership?
Oh, well, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, those have been your five questions.
There we go. Okay. Jumping onto sports. So you like basketball?
Yeah.
What position did you play?
I'm undersized, but I was more of a power / small forward.
Okay.
But when I got getting older, it was more shooting guard. So I as you grew, like I've always been this height, like pretty much like me since too. Grade five, right? Yep. So you start at center and then you start working your way down, and next thing you know, you're a point guard.
Point guard, that's right.
So in high school, I was more of a shooting guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is your player?
My player?
Yeah.
I'd have to, Mamba. He's got to be one of them for sure.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a big Golden State Warriors fan before they were good.
Right.
And also the Lakers. But Latrell Sprewell was probably one of my favorite players as well. So
nice. So you like the grittier?
Yeah, Chris Webber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not looking for like the flash of the point guard.
I don't know.
You're looking for like that guy who's banging it up in the post.
That's right.
And like, yeah, because those are aggressive players.
You that's right.
Even, but you're great. Like
Shaq in his prime.
He's dominant.
Probably one of the greatest players of all time. Well, is one of the greatest players of all time.
Yeah, like, and he's like low key about his greatness, but like
he's an unreal human.
When he entered the NBA, like it changed how basketball was played forever.
Yeah. And he did it in the middle of his DJing career.
Yeah,
was it Diesel?
Yeah,
DJ Diesel or whatever.
Yeah, but like he was a DJ before.
Yeah,
and after.
Yeah, he's a DJ now.
So, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So he just fit in a basketball career right in the middle of that, you know?
400, 500 million.
Just casually.
Yeah, you know? Just casually. Yeah. On the side, I play basketball, but like, my passion is DJing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he changed the game. Mm-hmm. And like this guy, when Penny Hardaway got into the league.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah.
Well, when him and Shaq were playing together.
Yeah.
I'm like, I remember, because I'm a big Michael Jordan fan.
Yeah.
And I remember the two of them, I'm like, these two are going to be a problem him.
Yeah, for sure.
And unfortunately, like, things happen.
Stuff happens, yeah.
Okay, so you're the number three player on the court.
Yeah.
So did you play at comp at all?
I did.
Did you get the chance to?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And how did you do?
Well, it was comp. I mean, it was good.
You got to play.
You got to play. Yeah. Yeah. It was okay. Mr. Jaska was our coach.
Okay.
Right? So, I don't know if he liked me very much. I had a tattoo back then.
Okay.
Chauncey Billups has a tattoo on his arm, and it's a basketball player spinning a ball on his finger, and it says King of the Hill.
Right.
I had that tattoo. And apparently that can rub people the wrong way. So.
Right.
Yeah. It was didn't always get minutes.
Well, fair enough. Tattoos are a wild thing. Like in Fort McMurray, they're so accepted.
Yeah.
Like everybody has tattoos and you don't even bat an eyelash.
For sure.
I went to a conference one time down in the States, like at Human Resource Conference, and they were talking about that subject matter in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember we had to fill out our surveys and I'm like, I don't care, whatever. And like, I was shocked with like the response back from like so many people that they're like, oh no, I would still like look at somebody and like question. I'm like, really?
Yeah, yeah.
But in Fort Mac, like, it's just a thing.
When we purchased my wife and I purchased a shop in Athabasca.
Yeah.
I've got them everywhere.
Yeah.
But we've had people come up to us and be like, man, I didn't think you were going to make it. Like, just the way you look.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Athabasca's tight-knit community, hardworking community.
Right.
It's agricultural, so lots of farming and all that. So you get the stereotypical old farmer, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever, however you'd like to call them or word it.
No, I'd say the exact same thing.
So they look at you and they're like, maybe not, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's worked out. Everybody warms up to you, and then it's great. That's an awesome place to live, too. So.
It sounds like that just are usually pretty scared of new things.
New is big, for sure. Yeah.
I heard one of your restaurants is closing down up in Athabasca.
The 57...
49.
439.
49th Street Grill, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best chicken Alfredo ever.
We went there because one of our title sponsors, Noral Toyota, Nimmer, big shout out to Nimmer, he was saying like he loves the pizza there when he drives through.
The pizza's good
through,
too, yeah, absolutely.
So we're a fan of food, so we passed through and we tried it out, and it was good.
Yeah.
It was good, like... It was restaurant pizza, so it's...
For sure.
Like, in the ranking systems, like, we have to rank things differently.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but, like, it was really good. So Tanner was telling me a few days ago, though, that, like, they're shutting it down.
It actually is shut down now. Yeah.
Oh, it's shut down now.
I have a cousin who lived in Athabasca for, like, years and years.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah, we never went there. That was the fancy restaurant in town.
That was the fancy restaurant.
Yeah, it was like how... You got like four restaurants there. How did you not go to one of them?
Yeah, that's right. You gotta try it out one time.
Yeah.
Could you imagine not? Like, she doesn't have to imagine. She lived that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when you come back to Fort McMurray, like, where do you stay?
So, I do have... we have guys working out on site, right? So,
okay.
I do have... Some of these companies don't offer camp.
That's
so,
right.
We've rented basement suites and condos and all that for our guys. And,
nice.
And we got one for ourselves. So we're staying up in Gregoire because the new shop's going to be there. So gets me there, right?
Gets you there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. I just had like six other questions, but Tanner tapped his watch, okay. So it's not unfortunate for you and I. Okay. I'm going to ask when we turn off the cameras.
Yeah.
But for the people at home, they're going to miss all of it. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Tisco's North Fleet Welding Service, 136 McMillan Road up in Gregoire. Should be opening early April. We're in the process of getting everything brought in, tooling bought, all that kind of stuff. But mid-early April, we'll be rocking and rolling, so come say hi.
There you go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout-out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose, and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Thank you all for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.